Welcome to the Unapologetically Unstoppable podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Peterson. And on this podcast, we talk about how to partner with the Holy Spirit for our business and how to grow businesses with practical tips and tricks. Get ready. Here we go. Hey, girl. Hey, welcome to the Unapologetically Unstoppable podcast. And today we have Allie Messer. She is the owner of Three Oaks Financial Services. And she's a bookkeeper with a focus in helping entrepreneurs create profitability in their business. After working in accounting for 13 years, Allie began Three Oaks in 2020. She lives in Oklahoma with her husband and three kiddos and a menagerie of animals. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to chat with you today.
I am too. Tell me about your animals. What kind of animals do you have? I'm always curious about like people with their animals.
Well, I mean, we do live in the country, so we have dogs, we have cats. My son has a snake in the house, lots of chickens, ducks, and then my father-in-law lives next door and they have cattle. So just kind of got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, like almost everything, right? Like,
yeah.
So one of my best friends in Missouri, she has a whole bunch of chickens. And so like I would help her with her chickens and she had like meat birds and then like egg birds. I don't know. Like, so it was like cool to like help her do all the things. And do you eat the duck eggs or no?
Yeah. We eat them just like chicken eggs. Unless someone tells you, you really can't tell the difference at all.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I like the ducks. My husband does not love the ducks because they spill the water and just make a general mess. But I love them because they're just quirky and fun. And I mean, they still give off eggs. So
they don't go anywhere for the winter. They just hang out.
Yep, they just hang out. Actually, most egg-laying ducks are flightless. So they can get like a little bit off the ground. You know, they kind of take a running leap and kind of flap their wings and think they're flying. But no, they don't fly. They just hang out in our coop with the chickens. We hatched some duck eggs this fall. And they actually chicken-raised the baby ducks. I mean, they were almost as big as the mom chicken in a couple weeks. But you know, they just all hang out together. They all think they're a flock together at this point.
I love that. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
We just watched Migration. Have you seen that movie?
No. What is that one? I haven't seen it or heard of it.
Yeah. So it's like it's a kid's movie. It's about like these ducks that are like, we don't migrate. We're not migrators. And then like some people come in to their like pond or whatever. And they're like, oh, we're migrating. And then the family is like, oh, we're going to migrate too. And it's kind of cheesy and kind of fun.
We'll have to watch it. My kids would probably love it.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Okay, so tell me about your business. Tell me about your financial background. How did you get into finance? What does that look like?
Actually, when I was in high school, I got a part-time job after school doing bookkeeping. And that's literally all I've ever done. That's my only job in life has been a bookkeeper in some like capacity or other. And so I stayed there and kind of just did the whole corporate thing, climbed the corporate ladder. And then in 2020, I think kind of we all, you know, made shifts in our lives. And my younger sister passed away like very unexpectedly in 2020. And it was like, life is really short. Why am I going to work all day in a corporate setting away from my kids? This doesn't really make sense. So just on hope and a prayer, I left my corporate job and my husband was super supportive and felt like we could make it work. And it's just kind of grown from there. And now, I mean, it's such a blessing and it's grown to more than I ever expected it to. But yeah, it was kind of a fluke thing. If you would have asked me 5 years ago if I was going to own a business, I would have laughed. Like that was never in my plans. It's never what I set out to do. But now I wished I would have done it a lot sooner.
I love that. Because I think that everybody in 2020 was kind of like, wait a second, what is actually important in life?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's figure out how to get that instead of, like you said, racing the corporate ladder and doing all the things. And
yeah,
I love that. I love that. Like, that's one of my favorite things is like knowing that we are meant to do more than just sit in an office or in a cubicle all day.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, you just like you're so conditioned to think that that is what you're supposed to do. Like, yeah. I feel like in 2020, so many of us just question that. Like, why are we doing this again? Like, well, what is all this for? It was just kind of like this like collective effort of everyone just kind of waking up and realizing like, we can do more. So I love it.
It was like a great awakening.
That really was.
So how did you meet Jesus? Have you always known him? Have you always been walking with him? What does that look like?
Yeah, I don't ever remember a time not. I went to church my whole life, you know, with my grandma. I was like raised in church. So there was just, it was just kind of always there. It was always a part of my life. And my husband and I grew up in the same church as kids, but we were just enough apart in age that we were like never in a like Sunday school class together, which thank goodness, or we probably would have not even liked each other. So now my mother-in-law has like all these photos of us doing like Christmas programs and stuff together, like as young children, but not really knowing each other at the same time. So
that's really cool, actually, because
like, it really is. My mother-in-law pulled these pictures out and I'm like, hey, like that's me in the background. And like, we're both there. So pretty cool now, but like, thank goodness we were enough apart in age that like we were not like in Sunday school together, or we probably would have like hated each other.
Even like, this guy. I think it's funny how like, I don't know about you, but when I first met my husband, I was like, I don't know about this guy. He's a little out there. And I was like, oh, I love you so much now. But like, at first I was like, ugh.
Same.
So tell me about your faith and in your business. In your business, do you say that you are a straight up faith-filled entrepreneur, or do you say like, I love Jesus, my business is finance? Like, how does that work for you?
I don't say that I don't have faith, but I don't necessarily, I don't know. In some of my content, there's faith-based things there, but it's not in like every piece of content I put out. And I don't necessarily, I work with such like a small, I don't have, I know most like accounting firms work with hundreds of clients and I don't. I have a very like specialized group. I kind of have a niche. And so most of my niche kind of refers my niche. It's all kind of just, I've fallen to where I have faith-based clients just kind of organically. Yeah. I didn't necessarily set out to do that, but it has happened. And I mean, I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
But yes, my business for personally, what I do is, you know, everything I do is faith-based. When I make decisions, you know, what steps to take, what to do, it's all faith-based for me personally.
I love that. I feel the same way. Like everything I do, I mean, my business is overtly Christian-based, but every decision I make I contact Jesus. We talk about it. We have a sit down. I don't run this. He does. You know what I mean? So I love that. So
when I try to run it, it never works out.
I was about to ask you, what does that look like for you? How do you do that? How do you walk in your faith in your business versus just like doing your own thing or listening to every coach or whatever?
Oh, I mean, I am so guilty of it. Like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to try that. And I love this tactic and I try it and it usually doesn't work out. So usually I just sit down and I'm like, Lord, what have I done? Please help me. Like, walk me through this. Guide me along because I tried it my way and it didn't work out.
Yeah. And the humbleness of being able to do that, right? And knowing like, God's not going to condemn me. He's going to be like, oh, you silly girl, but then help you. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's what I love.
Oh, there's a lot of that in my daily prayers. Like, thank you for just not giving up. Just thank you for even when I think that I know the best way, you don't belittle me. You let me come right back and pick up where I left off. And I'm a type A person. I always think like, oh, I can do this. You know, this is the right way. No, it's not.
I too am type A. So like, I want to have the plan. I want to know the strategy. I want to know exactly how we're going to do this.
Yeah, for sure.
God doesn't give us that. God's like, oh no, girl, here's one step. Because if I give you the whole plan, you're not going to do what I tell you to do. So
exactly.
So I think of that as like his way of like blessing me, knowing that I don't know everything, because I would definitely mess it up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you took a spiritual gift called, and you got your answer was mercy. So what did you think about that? What do you know about mercy as a spiritual gift?
I was hoping you would tell me more about them, because I was interested, and like, it's never something I had researched until I took the quiz. So I was hoping you would tell me more.
Perfect. Okay. I can do that. So mercy is more of like, you are sensitive to the emotional and spiritual needs of others. Like, you are drawn and you have compassion and you have understanding and you are called to love on them. So like, when you have mercy, it's more like you see those people in the street and you're like, I feel for them. And it's not something you just say. It is who you are. You literally feel for those people. And you're like, I want to love them. I want them to know Jesus through me, because I want to love them like Jesus did. So that's kind of what mercy means. Not that other people don't have that as a gift, but that is like your core need. And that's why you do what you do, because you are like, these people have a need. I want to help them. So it's all God-based. And so something that really resonates with people with mercy is Romans 12:15. And it said, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep, because that's what you do. Those people who are happy, you'll be happy with them. And if they're sad, you come alongside them and you will cry with them. And that's
100%. Yeah. I say I have extreme like empathy, like extreme. I can't help but not. Like, I can't help but walk in someone's shoes. I feel what they feel. I can't help it. And how that plays out in my business is I think we all do this early on. We don't charge enough. So we take on more and more clients because we need to bring in revenue. And I did the same thing. So the more clients I work with, I feel what they're feeling. Like, I'm filling their business with them. If they're having a hard time in business, like, I am right there in the boat with you. We're going through it together. And while I love like knowing my clients so like personally, like on a friendly level, sometimes that's a lot to wear.
Yeah.
I walk away, you know, like my client's business is keeping me up at night. And like, that's not healthy for me.
Right.
So I realized I needed to like be hands-on the way I wanted to be and work with less clients. So more high touch. Everything is more customized, more individualized, very high touch, very like, very personalized. And I work with fewer clients.
Yeah.
So, and that's really to protect myself too. Also because I keep giving and giving and giving and giving, and it's just funny that that thought was what I, because I, that resonated like so much.
Yeah. And I love that for you, because like, you're like, I know my limits because of how God created me to be. So I might have to charge more, because, but I'm giving you all of me. You don't get just
15
minutes here, there. Like, I'm constantly thinking about your business because that's who I am as a person.
Yes.
So because of that, I have limited time. So I have to charge a little bit more than your average bookkeeper, but you get all of me and all, everything that God has for me and you through whatever. I love that.
Exactly. And I realized like, and that was what made me happy. I wanted to be able to like give myself completely. I never wanted to have to be, you know, running around like a crazy person trying to give all of myself to everybody, because you can't like. So it allowed me to like be able to give myself fully. So yeah, that your answer and description just, it hit spot on.
Yes. Awesome. I'm glad that resonates with you. So
yes.
What's one thing on your journey that you've learned that we're like, okay, I can do this. This is like, you know, we all have hard days. We all have hard seasons, but you were like, this right here, I am unstoppable. God is with me. I am doing this. What was that moment like for you?
Well, you know, when I first started, I'm like, I'm just a bookkeeper, you know, just a dime in a dozen, you know, nothing super special or anything like that. And then, of course, I charged that way. Just, you know, I thought that, and I realized I was giving my clients, like I was doing all these like profitability analysis. Like we were breaking down their offers on like these customized levels, product-based businesses. Like we were like diving into the exact profitability of all of their like products. And I mean, we were doing all of this. And I really thought like, this is just common sense. Like this is just, everyone can do this. Like I don't need to charge extra for this. Like anybody can do this. And I was sitting down with like a fellow bookkeeper, just like talking business. And I was discussing how I'd helped a client like with ad spend. Like we were discussing how much could they spend in ads with this particular offer, still be profitable. And she just looked at me and she was like, that's not common sense. She's like, I'm a bookkeeper and that's not even common sense to me. And you think that's common sense to just, you know, a marketing business owner? Like, oh, wow. Fascinating. Like, it was like, just like this eye-opening thing. Like, oh, this. And I talked to somebody else and they said, that comes so easy to you that it feels like common sense because that's your zone of genius.
Yes.
It doesn't to other people. This is what you should be charging for. Like, this is, you're giving away something so valuable and you don't even see it because it comes so easy to you. So that's kind of when I pivoted just from like, oh, I'm just a bookkeeper. I just do data entry too. I pivoted more into like the profitability and all of that. And I realized how valuable that was. Like it was so eye-opening. I can't even describe how eye-opening it was because, and still sometimes I'm like, I can't believe I charge for this because it feels so natural to me.
People don't understand profitability and margins and how to find out what is actually making them money.
Yes.
Especially in product-based businesses. And so like when you're like breaking it down to like, all right, if you sell this box full of all this stuff, how much does it cost you to get all this stuff and put it in this box and then ship it? What does that cost for you? And they're like, I don't know, it's like $5. And then you break down all the numbers and you're like, actually, you're losing $20 every time you ship this box. Their yes. mind is going to be blown because they're like, wait a second, I'm not making any money. Wait a second, because they don't think about that.
I mean, I had one person that the first time I actually sat down with a client and broke down their offers, we broke down their packages. They had the same like core kind of group of offers. We sat down and we broke them out and they had a $1,500 offer and then a $3,000 offer. Well, of course they were marketing their $3,000 offer because, you know, duh, we all want to make more money. But we realized when we broke it down that their $1,500 offer, their deliverables were super dialed in. They had like templates. They had great workflows for all of that. Like, and they could deliver it super quick. Like, it was just so dialed in. And we realized on their $3,000 offer that they were trying to include this, that, and the other in the kitchen sink. And it was taking them so much time to, like, personal time of theirs to deliver the offer. That when we broke down the profitability, they were profiting like $65 an hour on their $3,000 offer. And on their $1,500 offer, they were profiting $250 an hour.
Wow.
So then it's like, oh, shoot. And I mean, the business overall was profitable. Like it was making money, but until you break that down, you don't know. So now it's like, oh my gosh, we realized that I can't even remember the exact numbers, how many hours they would need to work a month to make the same revenue total of their $3,000 offer as their $1,500 offer. It was wild. Like it would be like a 40-hour work week versus like a 10-hour work week. It was like, oh shoot, okay, I either need to weigh up that price of that one offer or I need to get rid of some of these deliverables and quit trying to give everything in the kitchen sink. Or I just need to be marketing the heck out of my $1,500 offer because that's where the money's at. But until you stop and break that down, you have no clue. Like, and that is such like a game changer in your business. Like it's huge. It's monumental. And I realized like, oh my gosh, this is a huge need. So I started doing it with every single client.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, this is a thing I'm doing. You want to do this with me? And of course, everyone's like, yes. And every single one, there was a shocker. Like every single one, there's never one that we've not been surprised at something like that on their offers. And same with product-based. I was talking with one client and he was talking about ad spend. And he said, okay, I know that the product cost me about this and shipping materials are about that and shipping is this. And he's like, so that's right. I'm like, okay, no, you have overhead expenses. Like there's all these other things to factor in how much it takes you to get that box out the door. And so there's just business owners just, we're not taught to think that way, especially coming from corporate and especially service-based. Because a lot of us will say, okay, I'm charging, you know, $500 for this service. It takes me, you know, 5 hours. So that's what I'm making. But we don't, in corporate, nobody's asking us to buy our own software. Nobody's expecting us to replace our computer. We're not paying our own VAs for assistance. You know, we just don't think about that, especially like newer business owners. So to us, we think, oh, you know, I'm making $100 an hour. That's crazy. I would never make that in corporate, but you're not really profiting. It's just, it's a very different mindset to like wrap your head around.
Plus in corporate, they're providing you with insurance maybe and all these other benefits, which are not allotted into your actual take-home salary too. So
yeah, exactly. Like there's just so much that goes into it that we don't understand, especially coming from corporate and trying to like understand our hourly pay in corporate versus as a business owner. It's just very different.
I love that you break it down for service providers, especially because a lot of service providers don't understand how to do their offers correctly to figure out how much money they're actually making.
Exactly. We just think like, okay, it takes me this many hours and this is what I'm charging. So there's what I'm making. Well, no, not really.
So do you offer that service as a one-off or no?
I'm considering it. I'm actually in the process of redoing my own offers right now, like as we speak. So I have a lot of things in the works and I've considered doing it as like a one-time service just because I think it's so valuable and it's such a game changer. And the reason I've offered them together is because sometimes I know we underestimate how much we spend in our business. But if I've got your profit and loss and everything, I can, okay, well, here the numbers are in black and white. This is what you're really spending. Because I know some of us have so many, you know, subscriptions and all of these little things. And we think they're so small. But sometimes when we see them like in black and white, what we're spending, that can be very eye-opening. So sometimes it's like, okay, we're not going to pretend about what you think you're spending on this offer because your numbers are telling me something different over here. It's a hard discussion sometimes, but it can keep you in business.
People need to know.
Yeah.
I think little things like that is why people go out of business in the first 3 to 5 years because they don't know all the detail. Yeah.
100%. I really believe it's people go out of business not because they have bad business ideas or that they're bad at business or anything of the sort. It's just not understanding numbers. At the end of the day, that's really all it is because cash is king in a small business. Like you have to understand your cash. You know, you can have all the marketing plans in the world, but if you don't understand your cash and how to manage it, there's
nothing. Love that. Okay. So what is your favorite Bible verse and why?
Matthew 11:28. And I pulled it up so that I could read it word for word because come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That is literally, I say that to myself. And because there are days when I just think I can't go on. And I know, you know, as a business owner, as a mom, especially a mom at homeschool, sometimes it's like, I'm so tired. I don't know that I can put one more foot in front of the other. Yeah. And I literally just imagine myself, I know this is so silly, but I'm very like I visualize. I'm a very like visual person. So I literally visualize myself putting my burdens like in a wagon and handing it over. Here it is. There is nothing I can do right now in this moment. Here they are. God, here they are. Like it gets me through at the end of the day.
Because sometimes I think that if we don't like imagine taking them off and giving them away,
yes,
then that's a very like pivotal part of it. And being like, all right, God, this is yours. I am no longer worried about this. It's one thing to say it and then still ruminate about it. But if you like am imagining yourself like in your mind's eye of doing these things of like literally giving it away, it makes it so much easier. Like you can feel the burdens coming off your shoulders and being like,
Like I physically feel lighter. Like I physically feel the weight move from my shoulders. And it is what gets me through some days. It really, really is.
It's so good. I, as a type A, like you, I forget to rest sometimes, a lot of times.
Yes.
And so like, no, like that verse, like, come ye all who are weary. Like I try to like, I've been trying to like put Sabbath first and being like, all right, I'm going to rest first and then go do the things, or like rest in God and like be in the scripture first, be in God first, be like in prayer first before I do things. And that also helps me not become weary, but like knowing that he's with me all day. You know, just like a not negotiation, but like a reminder of myself being like, no, this has nothing to do with me. This is not my problem. This is God's. He's got to handle it. I am just doing the things that he's telling me to do. And everything else is out of my control. I can't do anything about that.
Yeah. And starting your day off, just starting like the morning off, kind of like, this is not really my day. I'm just, you know, it just puts me in a completely different mindset than when I try to just jump up and start working and start answering emails. And it just gives me a very different vibe and feel to my entire day.
For sure. Or when like the kids wake me up, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a bad day.
Right. Oh, 100%. I need the little quiet time to just like read my Bible, even for 5 minutes, just first thing in the morning and have my coffee. And I need that to start the day like in a good way.
Yeah. It's just like, you're right. It just like sets that intention of the day being like, okay, this is God's day. We're going to ride with God. He's going to take care of everything. And then I don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, exactly.
So good. So good. So, tell me about the current offers you have. Are you taking in new clients? What's all the things? Tell me all the things.
Yes. So right now I offer, you know, monthly bookkeeping. And of course, all of that comes with like profitability. So every single client, we break down offers. We break down all the profitability, all the margin. And I do tax prep services as a one-time service. And I do work with service-based and product-based businesses. I know that's some bookkeepers only work with one or the other. So, yeah. And I'm thinking of considering offering the profitability as a one-time service just because I do think it is super duper valuable.
Yes, for sure.
I'm doing a tax season kind of a special. So for people that are behind in their books and they're not ready for tax prep, you know, that's going to be due here in a month or two. I'm doing a one-time, just clean your books up all at once, kind of like a VIP day type thing. Clean them all up at once. You're ready to walk into tax prep. And then at the end of that, we also break down all of your numbers. So you don't just get some reports. You get a little visual presentation of where the money went for the last year and kind of some steps you can take to increase your profitability like right off the bat. So I'm kind of doing that as a one-time thing versus like a monthly thing, especially for smaller businesses that don't need like a full monthly bookkeeper and all of that, because I know it is super valuable. So
awesome. Awesome. And where can people find you? Where do you hang out?
I am on Facebook and I don't really use my business Facebook. So I am at Allie Messer, just my personal Facebook. I am on Instagram at Three Oaks Financial Services. And then, of course, I have my website, Three Oaks Financial Services.
And they will all be in the show notes.
Thank you.
All right, Allie. Thank you so much for being with me today and for talking about profitability, which is something, obviously, we're business owners, which is something we obviously all need. So I love how you broke that down. And if any of you guys need profitability analysis, DM Allie. I'm sure she's going to help you and find something for you. Thank you so much, Allie.
Of course.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Go ahead and leave a review so you can tell everybody else how much this episode has impacted you. And you know what? I would love to know you even better. So go ahead and send me a DM over on Instagram at Jeanette.Peterson or join my free group at JeanettePeterson.com/group. I'll see you guys over there.